This is your True News update for Monday, November 6, 2017. Here are the top headlines we will analyze today. Atheist murders 26 Baptist Christians in Texas. A socialist attacked Senator Rand Paul in his yard. Young Saudi crown prince does house cleaning in the House of Saud. Saudi Arabia and Iran on brink of war. President Trump in South Korea. Pentagon says U.S. ground invasion necessary to secure North Korea's nukes. Monkeypox plague spreading quickly in Africa. Democrats eating each other as party leaders turn on the Clintons. China implementing political correctness credit score. Doc Burkhardt, Edward Zoll, Zach Drew are here to talk about these stories. Where do we start? Where do we start here? Let's the most tragic story, the mass murder of 26 Southern Baptist Christians, senseless death of brethren attending church. Grandparents, moms and dads, teenagers, children, the youngest victim, 18 months old. Oldest victim, 77. One family lost 8 members. The associate pastor lost his mother and father and wife. The pastor lost his daughter.
Just so
why?
Disheartened.
Why? 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 Because an atheist Democrat, a God-hating, Jesus-hating, leftist Democrat atheist went into the church to murder Christians. To the political left, this is what you've given us. This is your gift to America. The political left, this is the result of your movement. The news media, Hollywood, academia, this is the result of your movement. You've been attacking Jesus Christ in this country for 60-some years. You've been waging a relentless war on Christianity in this country since 1962. You've smeared us. You've mocked us. You've removed the Bible from the schools.
But that's not enough.
That's not enough. But this is what you get. You now have your little followers, like Devin Kelly, so deranged by listening to your political insanity that he walks into a church because he hates Christians. Who made him hate Christians? The left. Let's put the blame where it's at. The left taught him to hate Christians.
Yes.
Let's shove it down their throat. The left, the news media, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Salon, the whole left news media apparatus, Hollywood, the entertainment industry. They made Devin Kelly hate Christians. And don't say you didn't do it. You mock us on television. You mock us in your movies. You mock us in your newspapers. You mock us every place you have a venue to express your disdain and disgust for Christianity, for God, for morality. What did you expect would be the crop that you would produce? This is it, Devin Kelly. And he's not the only one. We can't even recall all of the church shootings that are taking place now. It's becoming commonplace. It's like, oh, it's Sunday. There must be another church shooting. And these people are driven by the left to hate Christians.
And we know that they've looked at churches as a way to get at President Trump, a way to get at the right, the way to get at, as you mentioned, the Christian body in this country. Rick, doing research on this, I actually found that on an Antifa-affiliated group called IGD, which stands for It's Going Down, they cover revolutions, anarchy. They're open anarchists, Rick. They say this on their website. Well, they had a posting on November 3rd. Note, the shooting happened on November 5th. Okay, posting on November 3rd, in the comments section, an account named Dave Pollack published this comment: "Go after the heart of the far right, semicolon, conservative churches." In addition to that comment, another man, an account named Rich Hertz, posted, "Anarchy baby, let's go get Whitey." Now, Rick, these aren't directly associated with the shooting. We don't know if the shooter, Devin Kelly, had a direct tie to this group, but this group, Rick, has been the mouthpiece for Antifa, the anti-fascist, which are essentially fascist domestic terrorists that have been just destroying the country since President Trump's inauguration. But Rick, this comment, as you said, how many more Devin Kellys are there out there? If they are talking like this, and before this, one of the largest mass shootings in U.S. history at a church.
You know, we talk about Muslims. Well, the news media and the politicians, whenever there's an Islamic-inspired terrorist attack, they will say that the perpetrator was radicalized.
Right.
He's a lone wolf who was radicalized by online content. Well, Devin Kelly was radicalized by online content called CNN,
yes.
MSNBC,
yes.
Comedy Central.
Friendly atheist, not so friendly.
No, they're radicalizing young people to hate, despise Christians. Devin Kelly said he hated Christians. He thought Christians were stupid because they believe in God. Where does he get this? Because the left pushes atheism.
Right.
The left is not atheistic. The left is demonic. The left is Luciferian. They work for Satan. The Communist Party is the political arm of the Church of Satan.
And Rick, their operatives are inside our churches.
Yes.
I mean, Devin Kelly, allegedly, if we're going to go off his LinkedIn account, gave Bible lessons.
Oh, for a month or two, but that was an infiltration.
Right.
It was simply to get inside a church.
And find the weaknesses.
Yes. Well, here we are again. Another church. Innocent people dead. Children killed. Attending church. What is the body of Christ at large? What are you going to do about it?
Well, that's a good question. What does a church do about it? What does an individual church do about it, Rick?
How about wake up? There would be the first thing. Wake up. Snap out of your religious delusion.
Because this wasn't like a mega church or anything like this. This was a small church of about 50 people in a small town, from what I understand, with a single stoplight. I mean, this is, you know, small town America being attacked. If this happened at your church, what would you do? What would you do? How would you react?
It's happening almost weekly now. So next week, are we going to hear about another church, mass shooting?
Well, it's happening almost monthly. Back at the end of September, we had the shooting up in Nashville there. And in just a little more than a month, we have now another shooting. So now it's becoming almost a monthly event. When is it going to become weekly? When's it going to become a daily thing? And when are you folks going to get sick and tired of it? Because they don't appear to be so at this point.
Something happened on Saturday in Bowling Green, Kentucky. U.S. Senator Rand Paul was mowing his grass. I'm glad to hear that there are senators that still mow their grass.
Yes.
That was impressive. All right, the man's out there in his yard pushing a lawnmower, riding it, I don't know. But at least he was out there in his yard taking care of his lawn.
Right.
And his neighbor, who is a doctor, jumped him from behind, aggressively, violently, viciously knocked him to the ground, broke five ribs.
Five ribs?
Broke five ribs. He's got three displaced ribs. And
fractures on top.
Fractures, yes. Displaced fractures, which are life-threatening.
Now, this is new information for a lot of people. They haven't heard about the extent of the injuries that Senator Paul...
Very, very serious. Senator Paul, from what we've been told, is having trouble breathing. He's in extreme pain. He He most likely will be out of the Senate until after the holidays. But these three displaced fractures are life-threatening.
Wow.
Now, who is this man? Rene Bucher, his neighbor. An avowed socialist Democrat. Who on November 4th, the Resist Trump Pence day of protest, attacked a Republican senator. Do you remember the man who shot the congressman playing ball? How many of these shootings from Democrats are we going to permit? How many? These people, the Democratic Party is a terrorist. It is a criminal organization. It is a terrorist organization.
I'm glad you're saying that.
Yes. Shut them down. Shut it down. Shut down the Democratic Party. It is a democratic, socialist, communist, radical, criminal, violent political movement. It needs to be shut down. It is not a fair Democratic Party, or I should say not a fair democracy organization. It is a political revolutionary group. And they're violent, and they operate with criminality.
Well, the roots are in violence, right?
Yeah, and let me tell you where this goes. So what do we have? We have this Resist Trump Pence movement that was kicked off on November 4. Protests in about 20 cities, calling for the removal of President Trump and Vice President Pence. And on the website of refusefascism.org, they list all the crimes that the Trump administration has committed. And one of the things that they, this radical group put on their website is that fundamentalist Christian fascists are taking away the rights of women to abort their babies.
Just okay. Swallow that in your mind.
Fundamentalist Christian fascists are stripping away the rights of women to kill their babies.
Okay? That's murder. No one has a right,
that's right,
to commit murder.
But the point I'm making, Edward, is that this radical group is telling other young people that Christians are fascists.
Yes.
Who are here to take away your rights, and that this movement must be stopped. Now, the next thing that happened Saturday, there was an event in New York City, a political event. It was a debate on the future of capitalism. Tickets sold out on the first day. The millennials want to remove capitalism. In fact, a poll was released last week by YouGov in which 52% of the millennials that were polled favor a socialist or communist state in America.
52%
of millennials. Millennials are now the largest demographic group in America.
And more than half of them
want socialism, communism.
And you gotta think about that. They're becoming the parents. They are the older brothers, the older sisters, but now the parents of this next generation of kids.
The next generation of kids will be raised as communists. So let's go back to New York City, this event on Saturday. It sponsored this debate on the future of capitalism. Who was the sponsor? A magazine called the Jacobin Magazine.
Now, why is that significant?
Because the Jacobin Socialist Magazine, this is a socialist political magazine in America called the Jacobin Magazine. You go back to the French Revolution. We've been warning you about this for a long time. We're in the revolution war cycle.
Right.
And the Jacobins were the leaders of the French Revolution in the 1770s. The Jacobins were Illuminati Freemasons. They were communists. In a span of 2 years, they led what is known as the Reign of Terror. They did home invasions. They went into the homes of pastors, Bible theologians, conservatives, the great thinkers of French society, the conservatives, the business people, you know, the upper level of French society, they would just do home invasions, go in, drag them out into the streets, and execute them, behead them. They beheaded them. Tens of thousands were beheaded during the Jacobin reign of terror in the 1700s. This is why France today is an atheistic socialist country, because of the Jacobin Revolution. They've never recovered from the Jacobin Revolution. So now we have the Jacobin magazine in America. Now, the French Revolution, it was, the group was called the Jacobin Club. They were Illuminati Freemasons. You have to understand that, Illuminati Freemasons.
And that's not our opinion. There actually is a letter in the Library of Congress from Reverend G.W. Snyder to George Washington. Yes. And he literally said, I'll read this sentence, "A thought suggested itself to me that some of the lodges in the United States might have caught the infection and might cooperate with the Illuminati or the Jacobin Club in France."
That's right. I've got a copy of that letter. I don't have the original, but I've got a copy of it. A letter from the pastor to George Washington. George Washington said he had heard of the Illuminati, but he did not think that they had infiltrated America. I'm sorry, George, they did. But the point I'm making about the Jacobins is that we are ripe in America right now for a Jacobin revolution. And what is underway right now? They are trying to start it. They're trying to start a Jacobin revolution. When you hear Jacobin, when you see it now, you need to understand they know what Jacobin means.
Right.
Jacobin means drag the Christians out of their homes into the streets and behead them.
Yes. And that's no different than Islam.
No.
I think if they start playing off the same playbook there.
And Doc, it happened in a span of 2 years.
Yes.
Mass murder.
In a supposedly cultured society.
Yes. But they killed off the culture of France. This is what the communists always do. They decapitate the thinkers, the influencers, the people that influence the rest of society. They decapitate them, literally decapitate them.
And it's always on the illusion that they're saving the society, that they're growing, evolving the society.
Right.
But when they can't win their argument in the public marketplace,
they just kill their opponents.
That's right.
And so now you have the media, the left, the Democrats, the movies, Hollywood, colleges, they've radicalized America's millennials.
Right. And so when they lead millennials down this path against capitalism, against free enterprise, what they're doing is they're taking away the free public marketplace of ideas. They're destroying that town square mentality where you can come in, you can discuss your ideas, and the ideas that are best, they're the ones that win. Instead, they're taking all that away, and they're saying, this is going to be what you think. This is going to be.
Doc, they're saying, you, as a Christian, you don't have the right to think.
That's it. That's exactly right.
That's what they're saying. You don't have the right to think. You don't have the right to your views. Your views are opposed by us, and we're not even going to allow you to express your views. And we will violently stop you.
They're literally advocating for mental slavery. They're, and from the spiritual perspective, as a Christian, they're leading people towards Satan. But, and just as a society aspect here, they're leading them away from freedom. I mean, the whole cell of this is insidious.
Look, I don't live in fear, but I'm also not naive. I carry a loaded firearm on me at all times. When I take Gator outside to do his business, I'm armed. All the time. I don't open my door at my house without an arm, firearm. I don't walk into my backyard without a firearm. I know that we're on the edge of a Jacobin revolution. And Christians, you need to realize how close we are.
And these Jacobins that busted down the doors in the French Revolution, entering into homes, dragging people out, dragging Christians out, beheading them in the streets. This group, the Jacobins, how are they connected to another group that was forming in the United States in the 1700s.
That's interesting because in the 1790s, this is after the U.S. Revolution and the American Revolution, we had two revolutions at the same time. Now listen, Freemasons were involved in both of them. The American Revolution was deeply impacted by the American Freemasons. The French Revolution was impacted by the French Jacobin Illuminati Freemasons. The U.S. Revolution, the Freemasons never went down the road that the French Freemasons went. But in the 1790s, after America had gained its independence and had a constitutional republic, the Democratic Party, back then it was the Democrat-Republican Party,
right,
but it's the forerunner of today's Democrat Party, its opponents called it the Jacobin Party. Hmm. So nothing has changed. The Democrats were the Jacobin Party in the 1790s. It's the Jacobin Party in 2017.
And they're more entrenched now. Look at what has changed in the last 300 years. Here in America, abortion wasn't legal. Gay marriage wasn't legal. You weren't allowed to tear down statues of officials. You weren't able to rename structures because you called them racist. I mean, think about this. They've progressed. They've actually been emboldened over the course of the last 200 years.
And the incredible hostility towards Christians.
Yes.
Which that's why, in my mind, you would naturally think by looking at the slow progression of the Democratic Party, that the end result of the Democratic Party would once again be busting open doors, dragging out Christians,
yes,
and beheading them in the streets.
Yes.
That's where it's going.
Now, the left, they don't have that written down, but that's where it's going.
The left supports it.
Yes. Well,
the news media wants it. Let's be honest. The left-wing news media wants it.
We know that they want it just based off of Bill Ayers. Let's not forget the Weatherman Underground.
Oh, that's true.
They did literally write it
they
down.
Did.
They were conspiring to kill up to 25 to 30 million Americans who wouldn't capitulate.
You're talking about Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers, yes.
Barack Obama's buddy. Mentor.
Yes.
Who's still out there, who's never repented, never served any time for the violence he did back in the 70s. But he said back then that they were going to kill 20-some million Americans who resisted the revolution when they gained power. Well, they have gained power. And they have people in responsible positions. This man that attacks Senator Paul, he's a doctor.
Anesthesiologist. He's in charge of picking the drugs for people when they go under for surgery.
Wow. Stop and think about that a little bit. How many other doctors have become radicalized? Really, this doctor was radicalized, right?
You mean put the patient to sleep?
Right. Think about that.
Literally put the patient to sleep. You mean kind of like Joan Rivers? Mm. She crossed the line, didn't she? They cut her windpipe. That's what we're dealing with here. It is a very dangerous group of people. I'm going to tell you what. Our church, Flowing Streams, I pity the fool that walks into this church with a gun. I pity the fool. Okay. You're going to have more holes than Swiss cheese.
And that's what they can expect. I mean, thank God there was a man, Stephen Williford, outside the church to open fire on this man, Devin Kelly, as he was running away. Because if it was not for this man who was armed, we don't know what Devin Kelly might have continued doing.
That's right. Well, sadly, next week, there will probably be another church shooting. And a week after that, another one. And you know where it's going, Doc? Chris, people will stop going to church.
Yeah, they'll be afraid. And, you know, we talked about that about a year ago. I remember that.
That's right. But we were thinking it would be the Muslims.
Right.
We thought it would be the Muslims that would commit so much violence in the churches that people would stop going to churches. No, it's the left. It's the Democrats. It's the political left in this country.
They're possessed. It's the same spirit.
It is. That spirit of death possesses them both.